Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Markets Holiday Handbook, a 32-page guide with tips on entertaining and taste-tested recipes for the holiday table. Available now at all six neighborhood locations. Metropolitan Market.
Now, hold on there just a minute. Wild Nancy, are you telling me that you actually went to the trouble of making vegetable stock? What good is that, especially when you could be using those scraps for compost?
Stein, till recently, I always composted my vegetable ends and my old vegetables rather than saving them. But it wasn't until last week that I actually saved and used the trimmings to make vegetable stock. It was delicious.
Really? It actually had some flavor?
Did after I got done with it, because I had a whole lot of fennel ends and fronds and roots and tips and celery, carrots, parsnips, and a lot of leek greens and some ends. So I roasted them on a big sheet pan until the vegetables began to caramelize, and then transferred the vegetables to a stock pot, barely covered them with water, maybe an inch above the vegetable line. And I used some hot water and a spatula to melt the caramelized sugars in the roasting pan and added that to the pot, which made this gorgeous, lightly browned and really flavorful stock. I used that stock to make the best carrot soup I've ever made in my life. I was so proud of those carrots because I grew them myself. Yeah. And I had this vision of pulling two or three carrots at a time throughout the winter months. And, you know, what was I thinking? My dog got into the carrot bed and started pulling them up herself and eating them.
A dog that likes carrots that much? Really?
Pure insanity. I mean, she's a tiny little dog. I noticed she was eating the tops of some of them, the root top, not the green part.
Let's get back to the soup. So how'd you make the carrot soup?
Well, it was a very simple puree. It came out of James Peterson's Splendid Soups book, which I've had for a long time. I've never made this one before. It was carrots. You sauteed them in some butter with fresh thyme. And then you add the stock and a half a cup of basmati rice. Finish it with a little bit of heavy cream. But I used an old-fashioned food mill to puree it.
So when you put the rice in, was it uncooked rice?
Yes.
And when you pureed all this, did you puree it rice and all?
Absolutely. By the time the rice was pureed, it was soft because it had been cooking in the stock. It was so delicious. And afterward, I sauteed a little butter, put some French curry powder in there, and then just put a little tablespoon of that on top of the already rich soup. It was unreal. Max said it tasted like lobster bisque.
Wow. I'm definitely going to try that now. And you did that with that vegetable stock? My default would have been some kind of chicken stock. And speaking of,
I got smart and bought a half of a turkey. I found a turkey on sale, a half of one, cheap. Bought it, roasted the turkey, gave my kid the drumstick, and made turkey stock in advance of Thanksgiving so that I'd have some great stock in the freezer.
I did the same thing in advance, although not on such a grandiose scale. I just bought a bunch of turkey necks and roasted them off with some carrots and onions and then made a stock in advance. I've got it in the freezer now, so that'll be one less thing to do on Thanksgiving Day. But let's remind everybody and wag our fingers in their faces, don't throw that turkey carcass away when you're done. Whether you're hearing this the day before Thanksgiving or the Saturday after, hang on to that carcass, bang it up into little pieces, roast it off a little bit, and make some stock out of it.
And don't be throwing out your leftover ends of your carrots and your celery and your onions. Use those too. You can roast them off or just throw them in with the Thanksgiving turkey stock pot.
With KPLU food talker, Nancy.
Taking stock of the situation.
You had to say that, didn't you, Nancy?
I did.
Listen, speaking of old vegetables.
He's Dick Stein.